to all. I hope you're all doing really, really well. My name is Florin, aka Officine Robotica in the FreeCAD Forum, and together with me is Zenglei, aka Real Thunder, hoping I haven't butchered his name, creator and maintainer of the FreeCAD Link branch, and welcome to our talk, What's Done and What's to Come in FreeCAD Link Stage 3. Real Thunder, as many of you might know, uses the Link branch as a testbed for new functionalities and improvements to the software to be tested prior to the possible merger with the master branch. After the success of last year's talk, we decided to give it another go at FOSDEM, this time reviewing what was already improved and the fantastic functionalities introduced by Real Thunder. For a more in-depth history and roadmap of Real Thunder's work, I invite you to watch last year's FOSDEM talk that you can find on my YouTube channel. And spoiler, Real Thunder has over-delivered on a lot of the objectives that he had in mind. Real Thunder, would you care to present yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Zenglei. Florin here is actually pronounced quite okay, beyond my expectation. Actually, speaking of just like Florin has said, that I am a developer for FreeCAD. Most of my work is done on my branch because I develop a bit faster than the upstream can handle, but I do try my best to, once the feature I develop is matured, I will try to contribute back to the FreeCAD upstream. For those who have watched our talk in last year, that although I have tried my best, but there is still something that's to be done, like the promised graphics enhancement, the big improvement of the renderer is still in development. But this year, we do pay more attention on other stuff like UI development, which we'll be showing on this talk. Yes, Florin, back to you.
So although the heavy lifting is done by Real Thunder patiently listening to the user requests, this time around he wanted me to talk a bit about some of the changes influenced by me and other users regarding the general user interface and user experience in FreeCAD. After that, we will talk about the serious stuff like PRs, pull requests already on the way to upstream FreeCAD to the main branch, or future pull requests in plan and future development. So a lot of improvements were done on the UE or UX side in the last year. And for this to happen, Real Thunder had to put in place quite an infrastructure coding-wise in order to allow for fast and deep configuration of the software, and most of all, to have an easy way of sharing these configurations with other users. In parallel with his coding efforts, I started a GitHub repository for some presets that follow some guidelines that I will explain briefly. Some criticism has been moved towards FreeCAD's user interface, especially from new users coming from different CAD solutions. And personally, I think that some of them are valid issues. Others are a byproduct of people being used to certain solutions and remapping the thought process while using a CAD software is no easy feat. Anyways, although a long process, Real Thunder has provided us with the tools necessary to address many of those issues. Looking at a macro level, I ask myself, why do experienced FreeCAD users have such different user interface layout preferences? It seems there are two main camps with some variations. Team Blue prefers a classic user interface with the tree and properties view connected on top of each other, and swears this is the best way of interacting with FreeCAD. Team Red instead prefers a split tree on the left and property view on the right, swearing that the Team Blue people are crazy to accept a user interface like that. Well, in the end, it turns out that both teams are correct, and that is because people use different hardware to interact with the user interface. As we've said, Team Blue will often use large screens or even 21:9 aspect ratio screens. Instead, Team Red will often use smaller screens, usually laptop screens. A better explanation would be the cost of interaction with the user interface, and that cost of interaction is different for the two user profiles. For a simpler explanation, to make all users happy, we should have, in my opinion, three main presets for different aspect ratio screens. And these presets are classic, the classic FreeCAD interface that we all know, the split interface, and it is the type of interface that I usually use on for small screens, and the vertical distributed interface for wide screens. This is why there is no one solution fits all, and why Real Thunder has chosen to give us an incredible amount of customization instead of locking the interface.